Okay, Moshe, hope all is good. Today's daf is Sukkot, daf Lamed Hey, and we are here at the top of Lamed Hey. If we did the Mishnah yesterday, and now we are starting the Gemara. If you remember, the Mishnah talked about a bunch of different things about an esrog. Right, we're not going to get to the psulim of an esrog today. That's at the bottom of Amud Beis. But the other parts of the Mishnah talked about different issues that we had. Right, the same issues by lulav and hadassim and aravos. But add new ones like demai and truma tamea, right, and orla, right, that you have to deal with when you're dealing with a fruit, as opposed to just branches and leaves and such. So Gemara is going to deal with all those cases today, and then we'll get to the psulim that perhaps we're more familiar with. We'll get to that tomorrow, bli nether. So it says the Gemara, ten rabbanu v'lan d'braisa, pri eitz hadar, right, again this puzzle that tells us that we have to take an esrog, eitz shatam eitzo. Puperio shave. It's a tree that has, right, the taste of its fruit, and the tree, right, is similar. Now, obviously, that's not exactly true, but apparently, from what I understand, there is a part of the esrog that tastes like the tree, perhaps the innermost part that's bitter, like the tree itself. Okay, obviously the outside of the esrog does not taste like the tree. But that's the drasha that we get. So, Havi Omer is an esrog, and it must be talking about an esrog. So, Gemara says, Ve'ima pilpulin, why not peppers? Meaning not actual, like, green and red peppers, like pepper the spice. That's what we're referring to. So, why not pepper the spice? Right, little, if you've ever seen peppers, if we have a little grinder, so if you have peppers made usually from peppercorn. So that's the thing we're talking about here. So why not that? Right? Because the Tanya like London, right? So Hayyer Rabbi Meir Omer. Rabbi Meir says that peppercorn, the fruit tastes like the tree, and that is relevant in a different area of halacha. Rabbi Meir says Masha Shnemar Netatem Kol Eitz. For the fact that the pasuk says you should plant any tree, meaning this reference is the pasuk says, right, that this is a pasuk by Orla. That you should not, you should not eat for the first 3 years. You should not eat the produce of a tree. So Neodeshu eats machal, right? Obviously, right, we're talking about a fruit tree, right? Hamata malomar eats machal. But again, the pasuk says eats machal. Just to get the full pasuk here, v'chisavo alaaretuna tatem kol eats machal v'araltem or lasos piyor shalosh shanim yelachem aridim lo yechel. Right? Again, we're talking about fruit trees here. So why do you have to tell me that it's an eitz machal? It's a tree that makes food. So Gemara says eitz shetam eitzo upirio shove. Right. It also includes. I mean, obviously apples, oranges, etc. That's for sure true. But that pasuk is teaching me that the halacha of orla also includes a scenario where the tree and the fruit taste the same. Now the omer is a pilpulin, and that's referring to these peppercorns. The lamdecha shapilpulin chayav na the orla. Apparently, these peppercorns are chayav in orla. And also teaches you parenthetically that Eretz Yisrael is not missing anything. Again, it has all these amazing fruits and vegetables, right? Even peppercorn, right? Again, the tree of the peppercorn tastes like the produce. It's weird to call a peppercorn a fruit, but whatever. You know what I'm saying? So you see that it's shayach for orla. So why isn't referring it shayach here for esrog? So the Gemara says mishum delo efshar. It's an economy that it does. Right, the produce of the tree does taste like the tree itself, but it just doesn't make sense, right? The little peppercorn, right? If you ever have a grinder, like we said, they're tiny, right? It doesn't make sense. It's impossible to use that as an esrog because hechi navi. What are you going to do? In inake chada, what are you going to take one peppercorn? Right? Lo minker li kichosa. It's not noticeable that you're holding it. The achronim all ask mechatesi. Where do you see that you have to be seen, right? You have to be able to see what you're taking, right? It doesn't say that anywhere. We haven't discussed that yet, right? This is the first time it came up. So where do you see that from? Okay, so they talk about it. It could be that when it says "ulukachem lachem," that has to be noticeable. All right, either way, fine. So either way, so if you take the little peppercorn, right, you have all the other minim, right? It's not even noticeable. It's like it's in the palm of your hand. You can't even see it. So nunko trey uchlosa. So if you tell me you have to take two or three, so echad amarachman avlo shnayim uchlosha. That shouldn't be echad. That should be pre-echad, right? Pre, all right, because it doesn't say a number. It just says pre-eitz adar. Pre is one, right? Not two or three. So therefore, peros. So elkoch le'efshar, therefore it's impossible, so it must be referring to something else, namely the esrog. Rabbi Omer, Rabbi says, altergri hadar el hadir. We're going to have a bunch of different ways to understand this pasuk. We had one already earlier in the Masechta. Here we have a couple more. Rabbi says it's not hadar, but it's hadir. It's like a pen, an animal pen. What in the world does that have to do with fruit? So the Gemara explains, right? Ma dir sheish bagudolim uktanim tamimum balimumim. Just like in an animal pen, right? You have big animals, small animals, right? Complete animals, and animals that have a blemish. So achanami, so too yesh bagudolim uktanim tamimum balimumim. Right? So too by nesrog, right? You have all those three, right? You have those four things. The Gemara says, otu shar peres let's bagudolim uktanim tamimum balimumim. The Gemara says, that's what tells me pre eitz hadar. You're looking for a fruit that is like a deer. That's like a pen that has big, small, right, fully formed and ones with blemishes. All fruit have that. That's literally every fruit, right? When you go to an orchard, and you literally find that by every fruit. So the Gemara says, "Oh, okay, come on." No, this is what it means. Ashabayin ketanin adayin gedolin ketanin kayamin. That they were looking for a fruit that when the small ones grow, the big ones are still on a tree. That's what that's why in Esrog, as we mentioned already once before. Rabbi Avo, Amar Rabbi Avo says that Al Tikri Hadar Ella Hadar. Is that what that is? That is in parentheses. Mitzachlomer Hadur. Okay, fine. Meaning hadar davar shadar beilano mishana lashana. Right, it is a similar drasha. It's a fruit that lives on the tree from year to year. Again, like we said before, in the Masechta. Benazi says al tukri hadar ella. What is that? That should change to hidur or idur. Hidur. Shekim balachem yevani karem lemayim hidur. And not it's not in terms of hidur mitzvah. This is talking about water. That in Greek apparently you call water. Hedur, vezohi shagadol kol mayim havi omezeh esrog. And which fruit is can be grown through any type of water, either rainfall or irrigation? Right, that is an esrog. I was not aware that other trees need both, but apparently an esrog requires rain and it also requires extra water. Okay, again, maybe because it grows for multiple years and there are multiple seasons in Eretz Yisrael. Okay, I'm not sure. Either way. Fine. So, Vaita. Now, the Mishnah says, Shal Sherev, Shal Irin Dachas Possel. Again, an Esrog that is worshipped as a Vodazara and belongs to an Irin Dachas is no good. Again, same idea, my time out. Why is that? Kevin Shal Dilastrefakai, Kitute Michtas, Shiure. Just like we said by the Hadas and everything else. Since you have to burn all of those things, right, its shear is lessened, and therefore it's as if it does not exist, and therefore it's like you're not even taking the Esrog. Shal Orla Possel. The esrog that is orla, again, the first 3 years of a tree's life is orla. So if an esrog is taken from a tree that's chayav, that has orla, got an involuntary yawn in there. Okay, shall orla apostle. So the Gemara says, my time out. What's the reason? Or why can't you use fruit again? Orla again, just to be clear, is aser b'hana as well. That's not only is it aser b'achila, you're not even allowed to benefit from it. So which one is the psul? Is it the iser achila or the iser hana? So pligi bar Rabbi Chia bar Avin Rabbi Asi machlokas right. Achad amar lefisha in ba hetar achila, achad amar lefisha in ba din mamon. One because you can't eat it, and one because you don't own it, because you can't get enough from it, so you don't own it, or because you can't eat it. Now the again, why shouldn't if you can't eat it, why shouldn't you be able? Right, why does it possible it if you can't eat it? So the pasuk is because the pasuk says lachem that it has to be yours. If you look at does Rashi say that? Yeah. Yeah, exactly. Look at Rashi, Lefisha Ein Ba Heter Achila, Urvachman Amar Lachem, Haroi Lachem B'chol Darchei Hanaso. I mean, it has to be yours in all ways to benefit. So the sticking point here, according to one opinion, is that it has to be edible. If it's not edible, so then it is no good. The other opinion says it has to belong to you. And it's not relevant whether it is edible or not. As we'll see in a second, then the Gemara is going to change that. If you're wondering where do you ever have a case where something is edible but not yours, or yours but not edible, so the yours but not edible one is easy, right? That's right. Any type of isra achilo that's not asur b'hana, let's say, I don't know, tevel, that you can own grain that you have to take trumas or maisers from. It's yours, but you can't eat it. Many things. The truma, if you're a Yisrael, right, it's yours, but you can't eat it. That one's easy. What is something that you can't eat, but it's that you are allowed to eat, but it's not yours? So that is, again, we're going to see in a second, an example. There's a machloka says to by Meiser Sheni, right? That's Meiser that they bring to Yerushalayim to eat. We'll see in a second a machloka whether that belongs to you or that belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but you're allowed to eat it. So according to that Manda Amar, who says it belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, meaning it's Mamon Gavoa, but there's a heter achila, but you're allowed to eat it. So that's an example of something that you are allowed to eat. But that does not belong to you. Okay. Either way, so we have this machlokas, what the reason is why an esrog of Orla is no good. Kazakot Eidach, the Gemara says that we originally assumed that it's a straight-up machlokas. That's either A or B. That man debay heter achila lo bay din mamon, the one who requires it to be edible, mutter to eat, right? Does not require it to be yours. The one who says that it has to belong to you doesn't hold that you have to be able to eat it. Problem with that is the following: Tanan, we learned in our Mishnah, the shel truma tamei apostle, that if you have an esrog that's truma but it's tamei, it's apostle. So Gemara says Mishlam mandam lefisha in by heter achila shelpir. Right? It makes sense. Right? Again, truma is owned by the kohen, right? And but it's apostle. Right, it's because it's tummy. So it makes sense that according to the one who requires the esrog to be edible lahalacha, so that makes sense. Since the truma is tummy, you can't eat it; you have to burn it. Alamanda amar l'fisha in badin mamon. According to one who says it doesn't, the one who says that you need to be able to own the esrog. So am I? Why is it no good if it's truma tmeya? Right, tummy truma. Harei masika tavas tafshilo. Well, you're allowed to use it, right? It's heter ba'anah. It's mutter ba'anah. Yes, you have to burn it, but you're allowed to use it as, let's say, fuel for your fire or whatever. It's not asur ba'anah. It belongs to you. The Gemara says you're right. Ela beheter achila kuli amalo pligi debeinan. Right? Everybody agrees that you need the esrog to be edible. It has to be mutter for you to eat. I just lost the place. Right. Ki pligi bedin mamon. The machloka simply is whether you have to own it. Marsaver heter achila beina din mamon lo beinan, but marsaver din mamon nami beinan. The machlokas is simply whether you also have to own it. My beinayu, what's nafkamina? Iki beinayu, ma'aser sheni is Yerushalayim ali b'Rabbi Meir, and that's what I pointed out before. The nafkamina is ma'aser sheni in Yerushalayim according to Rabbi Meir. Rabbi Meir says that ma'aser sheni is mamon gavoa. It belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but it's mutter for you to eat. So that's the nafkamina, that everybody requires it for it to be mutter to eat. The question is if you have to own it as well. So the nafkamina would be, according to the mayor who says that Meister Sheni does not belong to you, right, if you can use a Meister Sheni esrog in your Yerushalayim. Okay, just the Gemara continues to explain what I just said, basically. The man damar lefisha inba heter achila, according to the one who says hareish by heter achila, meaning according to one who says that it's because of the heter achila, so that you are allowed to eat ma'aser sheni. L'man damar lefisha ein badin mamon, but according to one who says that you have to own it, so ma'aser sheni mamon gavoho, so ma'aser sheni does not belong to you, it belongs to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, therefore tis dayim. It's mamon gavoho. Tistayim derabbi Asi the amar lefisha ein but din mamon. It makes sense. Again, we said before, it's machogas Rabbi Chiya bar Avin and Rabbi Asi, but we didn't identify who says what. So the Gemara says it makes sense. Rabbi Asi is the one who says that he requires it to be yours. Right? He said that would possible an esrog if it's not yours. Amar Rabbi Asi, because Rabbi Asi said esrog shemaiser sheni the divrei Rabbi Meir in adam yotzi the chavas biyantiv the divrei chachamim adam yotzi bo. Again, he just says that machlokas, which we just quoted in a second, that would be the nafkamina, that according to Rabbi Meir, right, that it's no good, right? An esrog of Meister Sheni is no good, i.e., that's, that's must be Rabbi Asi, who holds that the owner, you have to be the owner of the esrog, and it has to be yours. Okay.
Keep on yawning, I'm so sorry.
Weiter. Okay, gufa. It's like one of those involuntary long yawns. It's very, very odd, but happens from time to time. Gufa. Let's go back to something we just said. Rabbi Asi, esrog shel ma'aser sheni de Rabbi Meir ein adam yotzei bo yidei chavaso biyantav. According to Rabbi Meir, you're not allowed to use ma'aser sheni on yantif. meaning a Maaser Sheni Esrog, because it needs to be yours, and it's not yours. The different Chachamim, according to the Chachamim, who say that Maaser Sheni is yours, so then Adam Yotze, Bo Yidei Chovoso, Beyontef, a person is Yotze, the Mitzvah Yontef, okay, that's what we just talked about. What about other areas of Halacha that we require it to be yours? Matzah Shel Maaser Sheni, so what about Matzah? If you're wondering, wait, who says the matzah has to be yours? We'll ask that in a second. But matzah shel maaser sheni, the devar Rabbi Meir ain't adam yotze by yudei chovaso bepesach, and the devar chachamim matzah adam yotze by yudei chovaso bepesach. And the same machlokas is by matzah, right? Again, Rabbi Meir holds that maaser sheni is not yours, the chachamim holds that the maaser sheni is yours, and therefore the other machlokas is whether you're yotze by matzah. Isa shel maaser sheni, again, isa is dough. This is referring to the chiyuv to take challah. Challah needs to be, as we'll see in a second, the pasuk says challah needs to be yours. Otherwise, it's not chayiv and challah. So if you're talking about dough, that is maaser sheni. So different meir peturim in a challah, different chachamim chayiv is b'challah. According to Rabbi Meir, who says that maaser sheni is not yours, so then it's not chayiv and challah. According to the chachamim, who says it is yours, then it is chayiv and challah. Maskele Rav Papa. So Rav Papa asks the following question. Bishlama isa, I get it by the dough, by challah, because the pasuk says reishis arisosechem. Right, it has to be yours. Ariso sechem, your dough. Okay. Esrog nami ksiv lachem. Right. Misha lachem. Right. It also says by esrog, as we've talked about several times. Ela matzah mi ksiv matzah sechem. It doesn't say your matzah. Just ba'erev tochlu matzah. So it doesn't say ba'erev tochlu matzah sechem. No, nowhere does in the pasuk does it say the matzah has to be yours. Marav bar Shmuel v'item Rav Yemer bar Shalmia asya lachem lachem zigzer shava from challah. Right, ksiv hacha lechem oni. He says by matzah, obviously poor man's bread, and obviously kam pesach time a lot to darshan on that pasuk. It could be lechem shoni malav to ram harbe. Okay, you remember the gemaras in Pesachim. Ksiv hasam, and it says by chala v'aya b'ach lechem mi lechem haaretz, when you eat from the bread of the land. So malahal mishalachem v'lo mishal meiser afkam mishalachem v'lo mishal meiser. Right, so you have gzeir shava, just like chala has to be yours, so too matzah has to be yours. Maybe we'll prove what we just said. Isa shel maaser sheni p'turim in a challah divrei Rabbi Meir, v'chachamim omrim chayev is b'challah. When a dough that is maaser sheni is potter from challah, according to Rabbi Meir, v'chachamim say it's chayev. So the Gemara says, lema m'seyele, maybe I'll bring you a brisa that proves what he just said. That's literally what he just said. That's not... Usually you bring a brisa that proves it from some other context or some other topic, whatever. That's literally what he just said. So Gemara says, Ela mida baha pligi, baha nami pligi. The question is, do they argue in both cases? O dilma, or maybe shani isa, maybe it's different. Maybe dough is different. Amar kura arisozichem arisozichem trezimni. Because the pasuk mentions it, that the dough has to be yours. It says that twice. So maybe, meaning that's exactly the issue, the question at hand here, which the Gemara does not resolve. Is that whether there is this connection between challah and matzah, or is challah separate? Because it says, not only does it say it once, it says it twice that it has to be yours, meaning implying that that is a halacha that is unique to challah. Okay, so truma tamei psula. Why is truma tamei truma apostle? So the Gemara says, let's be heter achila, right? Just simply because you can't eat it. And we just said before that everybody requires you to be able to eat the esrog, because otherwise it's not lacha. You shouldn't take tahor truma, right? But if you do, it's kosher. The Gemara says, "Pligi b'Rabbi Ami v'Rabbi Asi." Chad Amar, one of them says, "Machlokes between the two of them." One of them says, "Mipnei shemachshira," v'Chad Amar, "Mipnei shemafsida." What's the problem with taking truma tmeya? Truma tahora. What's the problem with taking an esrog that's truma and it's tahor? So one of them says, because you're going to end up making it machshira, you're going to end up making it susceptible to becoming tamei. And again, if you remember, there are seven liquids that make susceptible to becoming tamei. One of them is water. As Rashi explains, right, Pashas says you're going to have your other dalaminim around water in some capacity to make sure they stay fresh. And then you're going to bring the esrog close, right, and you're going to touch it, right, that will make the esrog wet, and that will make it be able to become mekabel tuma. Right, that's a bad thing if you're talking about truma. Right? I mean, obviously, we don't want that to be happening. One of them says no, because you're gonna be mafsid. You're losing out on some of the esrog. Why? If you look at Rashi, mafsida kli pasach itzona nim eses b'mishmush hayadayim. The outer peel of the esrog becomes disgusting when you use it. Right? When the hands touch it, it becomes gross. And it's usher to, I guess, actively get rid of Truma, right? You're not allowed to destroy Truma unless you have to, right? Obviously, unless you burn it. But you're not allowed to get rid of Truma via dying. So that's, you're going to mess up the outer part of the esrog. So therefore, right, you shouldn't take an esrog that is Truma Tahora. The Gemara says, "My ben Ahu, what's enough Kamina?" So you go, "Kugon shekar aleh shame chutz mikli pasa chitzona." If you pulled this little fancy move where you said this esrog is Truma except for the outer peel, the man davar b'nei shemachshir, according to the one who says that you might make it susceptible to coming to be becoming tamei zoika, so then you still have a problem, and then you shouldn't take it. But according to the one who says that you're going to mess up, you're causing a loss, you're causing a destruction of sorts of truma. Well, leka, there is no issue because you specifically did not designate the peel right as truma, so therefore you're not messing up the inside pre at all. If you're not talk shera, if you take truma to an esrog of truma tahora, then it's kosher. The man da'amar mipnei she'ein ba het rechila. Meaning, either way, it's kosher. According to the one who says that the issue here is whether you can eat it or not, and has nothing to do with whether you own it, so hare yesh ba'at rechila, right? You can eat truma tahora, meaning a coin. Right? Laman da'amar lefisha ein ba din mamon. According to the one who says that you're the requirement here is that you have to eat it, you have to own it, so hare yesh ba din mamon, right? Truma tahora is something that a coin owns, and that's totally fine. Fishal demai, right? What about demai? So the Gemara said, right, what the Mishnah had said, it was a problem. Right, that was no, that was the Machlokes Beis Shammai Beis Hillel. Right, Beis Shammai had said it was no good, and Beis Hillel says it's good. And the Gemara says, my time with the Beis Hillel. What's Beis Hillel's logic? It says it's fine. Came with deep by mafker, meaning you're really not supposed to eat demai. Demai is questionable whether they took maestros from it. But as we'll see in 1 second, it is. We are, since that's a din d'rabbanan, we are allowed to feed demai to certain groups of people, to poor people and to achsanya, which is usually translated as the army, because they're on the move and they don't have so much access to food. So demai is edible to certain subsets of the people. So as the Gemara says, that's Beis Hillel's logic. Since you could just be mafker all your possessions, have the ani, and then you could be a poor person, then v'chazilei, and then it could be yours. So I mean, you could be able to eat the demai, so therefore you're allowed, but that's considered to be a hetrachilo, that's enough, right, to be considered that you're able to eat it. So the Gemara says, I cut it short a little bit. Hashtanami lachem karina be. So that's still called lachem, and therefore it's still called you, it's still called the heter achila. That's not as we learned in the Mishnah, machilin is hanim demai, vesachsani demai. You're allowed to feed demai to the poor, and let's say to the soldiers. Ubeishamai, what's Beishamai's logic? Ani lo achel demai. Right, according to Beishamai, a poor person is not allowed to eat demai. That's not like we learned in the Mishnah, machilin is hanim demai, vesachsani demai, that you are allowed to feed demai to Achsania and Aniyim, to poor people and the soldiers. From Ravuna, and Ravuna said, no, it's actually Machlokes. Tana with under Baisa, Beishami Omrim Ein Machilin Aniyim as Achsanim Demai. Beisil Omrim Machilin as Aniyim Demai as Achsanim Demai. So basically, it's a simple Machlokes between whether you're allowed to eat Demai, and therefore, when you have a Machlokes as to whether an Estroke of Demai is going to be good. Shomaiser Sheni b'Yerushalayim. What about an esrog of Maiser Sheni in Yerushalayim? So the Madam of Pnei Shemachshira, Hari Machshira. The Madam of Pnei Shemafsida, Hari Mafsida. Sorry, I totally messed that up. But many the Mishnah had said, missing a word there. The Mishnah had said it's lo yitol, that you shouldn't take Maiser Sheni in Yerushalayim. And again, this machlokas lines up exactly how we saw before, right? Just by truma. But now we have it by Maaser Sheni. Right? We don't want to make it tame, or right, we don't want to be mafsid to lose the outer peel, right, when you touch it all over the place. If I'm not talk shera, but if you do take an esrog of Maaser Sheni, you shalayim, it's fine. And again, l'man damar pnei she'ein ba heter achila devrei kol, l'man damar lefi she'ein ba din mamon, hamani rabbanani. That it depends, right? Again, if you hold it, the whole issue is whether you can eat it. So, okay, great, you can eat it. According to the one who says that it needs to be yours, so that will only work out according to the Rabbanan, right, because they hold that Maaser Sheni belongs to you. According to Rabbi Meir, who says that Maaser Sheni belongs to the Kodesh Baruch Hu, so then that's not gonna work out because he holds that Maaser Sheni is not yours. Okay, the next Gemara over here, it's a little bit early to stop, but the next Gemara really does switch topics, as the Mishnah did, into the psulim, the physical psul of an esrog, and we're going to do that tomorrow with Hashem. Have a great day or night, depending on where you're listening to this.